I want to spend considerable time talking about our engagement party and wedding, because that was a real, real major part of my entire life at that time. Once we became engaged, which was exactly February 29th was our first date, and February 29th, 1952 was our first date, and we went to a concert in Hunter College, and he took me to his guitar lesson, and that was quite charming. His guitar teacher was an old world type named Mr. Vickery, who performed with his guitar in various places in New York City. And when it was in American or English venues, he was Mr. Vickers. And if it was in European venues, he was Mr. Vickery. And so that was a nice lesson. Then we went out to dinner, and we went to the concert. And after that, he took me home. And this is a night that I will never, never forget, because we sat in my apartment. We didn't kiss or anything. We just sat and talked for 3 hours. And at the end of that 3 hours, I think we each knew that we were going to get married. It was like, this is it. This is really it. And 6 months later, we did. But what happened in the meantime was that once we decided to get married, we were going to plan a huge engagement party. And this engagement party, which we figured was going to be in September, was going to include relatives, friends, work associates, folk dance friends, every conceivable combination of interests of ours were going to be at this engagement party. And meanwhile, the wedding plan, we were going to have a smaller wedding, and we left the planning for the wedding to my family. And so our engagement plans were going merrily on. We had invitations, we had hired musical people to sing and perform. The same Michael and Marianne Herman that I mentioned before gave us their hall for a reception. And so for the engagement party, everything was just going fine, except the family's plans for the wedding were totally up in the air. They just couldn't agree on anything. There were a whole bunch of Jewish holidays that were coming in there in the fall, and every date that was suggested was vetoed by my very hypocritical Uncle Sam, who said, no, you can't get married then, that's such and such holiday. And so there was a real clashing with the family as to what to do. And 3 days before the engagement party, Carl and I left work lunchtime, went across the street to an old warehouse, sat on the stoop to try to put our heads together as to what we should do about this enigma, because we didn't really know what to do. We put down all the pros and cons of everything, and by the time we went back into the building, we had decided that we were going to get married the morning of the engagement party. And if it was going to be okay with the rabbi, the maid of honor, the best man, his parents, and my parents. If all of those people said yes, then we'd go ahead and get married that morning. And bless my heart, everybody did say yes. They gave us our blessings. That's a great idea. And so on the morning of September 14th, with everybody else ready to go to an engagement party, Carl and I were quietly married with just best man and maid of honor in the rabbi's study in Brooklyn, and came out of there. We all went to have a nice meal at a Greenwich Village restaurant called the Jumble Shop, which is not there anymore. And we arrived at the engagement party. Carl went up to the mic, beaming like mad, and saying, "We just got married." And people were overjoyed and delighted, and so the engagement party turned into a wedding. And I think only one relative was miffed because they had only brought us a present that was fitting for an engagement party and not for a wedding. But we got, by this time, of course, the whole Bell Labs knew that we were going to get married that day. Mm-hmm. And I had to ask my boss, he was the other one. Mm-hmm. So that word had spread. And half of my kitchen, which I still have, pots and pans and all silverware, all kinds of utensils, were a gift from the Bell Labs people. Mm. And we got lots of presents. And so that was how we started off our wedded life, with this wonderful party and with having been given an apartment also on 16th Street. It was a six-room, fifth-floor walk-up apartment. Mm-hmm. And one of the six rooms became the storage room for the wedding presents, because most of these were going to be appropriate to any kind of real house that we would get. Mm-hmm. We didn't intend to spend a lot of time in that apartment. So we had one whole room full of wedding presents. And so that was it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.